This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I think the only reason I would have a kid is so that I could tell all of my friends with kids that I'm busy and they'll finally believe me. Because nobody's as busy as them. I can't imagine how much work it is to cook all that food for 235-pound people who only eat chicken fingers and microwave pancakes. How do they do it? How do they fold their tiny little clothes and play toys? I'll never know. And they're so condescending. You're so condescending. Doesn't matter what I have going on in my life. It's so trivial. What'd you do today? Did you write your little jokes today? Is that what you did? You wrote your little jokes? As a matter of fact, yeah, I spent 3 hours in front of my computer rewriting the same joke 15 times, agonizing over sentence structure, because if it isn't just right, it won't be funny, and 200 people will turn on me. But I'm sure driving little Kayla to art class was equally taxing psychologically.
Hey, hey!
642 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. On Thursday, April 6th, there is a benefit at Laugh Factory at Belmont and Broadway called Laugh Your Face Off. Our next guest put this whole thing together. He is without a doubt a comic genius. He is funny. He is engaging. He is good looking. And he is my neighbor from WGN TV Morning News, our old buddy, Pat Tomasulo. Pat!
Wait a second, Connor. Cochran's not in today? How are you, buddy?
You know what?
That bit in its infancy there. It was all right, though. Thank you for playing that. That's very kind of you.
You know, I told Andrea off the air, your stand-up, I mean, in person, you're kind of a weird dude, but your stand-up is off the charts hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Considering you haven't seen it in about 3.5 years, I'll take that as a compliment, Pete.
I hope to be there on Thursday, April 6th.
You know what? I would love to have you at this show, but how many times have I been at the Zanies? Have I been at the Laugh Factory?
Right.
You make promise.
Listen, man, I'm busy. I got a kid. I got to make chicken fingers.
You promised me last night.
I got to take him to
basketball. Dogs together.
Right.
Did you get back to me? No, I didn't hear from you again.
I sent him a text yesterday. I said, hey, why don't we walk our dogs together in the neighborhood so we'll have something to talk about? And of course,
honestly, God, we've had the dog. She just celebrated her first birthday.
Oh, that's
wonderful. We adopted her 9 months ago. Let me tell you something. It would have been cheaper for me to adopt a child than this dog in the first year. I was going over the bills that I have paid for that. What happened to like 30 years ago, nobody paid this much for dogs.
Nobody.
They fed them Alpo and there was nothing wrong with them. And they went to the vet every 2 years.
Right.
I'm getting killed by this dog.
Don't they have, like, now doggy daycare?
And let me tell you, I have to drop her off there because she doesn't get 5 hours of playing in a day. She's going to drive me up a wall when I get home. But I love her.
And then
she's
sweet. Do you have the dog walker, too?
I got to get one in the morning because I'm here.
See?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, think
first
about how much
problems,
money.
Man. This is what we're dealing
it
with.
It is. It's rough stuff. We have a dog, too, and I've never seen you walk your dog in the neighborhood one time in the last 6 months.
Stop it.
One time. I was heading to an exercise class on a Saturday morning. I look to my left, and I see Tomasulo throwing away poop from his dog in the poop bag.
It's because you know your wife's walking that dog. You're not even walking that dog.
Hey, dude, what's happening? He waves, and I take off.
You have no control over that animal. Anyway.
Let's talk about the benefit that's happening on Thursday, April 6th.
It is. It's Laugh Your Face Off. As you know, and some of your listeners might know if they watch our show, my wife has a chronic pain disease. It's called trigeminal neuralgia, which is doctors classify it, those in the know classify it as the worst pain known to mankind. And that's not putting it lightly. Very, very, very painful condition that she and thousands of others suffer from. So we started this fundraiser in 2015. It's a stand-up comedy show. And we raise money for a foundation that I'm a trustee for that funds research projects across the country. We've done it 2 years. We've raised about $285,000. And this is our third year, and there is a chance, a very good chance, that the way this thing is shaping up, we may get close to that total this year alone. We got a lot of pretty massive things that we're doing this year with it that I will be announced shortly, but I will tell you that they are going to be some pretty cool developments. We're going to have I'm going to be on the show this year. Mike Toomey is going to be on the show. Can I say this? Because he's on another radio show in Chicago. But the great Leon Rogers from WGCI will be on the show.
Sure.
Dwayne Kennedy, Megan Gailey, and more. Tickets are going to be on sale probably the end of next week. And for more information, you can go to laughyourfaceoff.org.
$285,000 in 2 years. You're going to match that this year?
Well, I don't know if we'll hit 285, but there's a very, very good chance we might get in the 250 range. We got a couple of things that we got in the works that we think are going to drive up some things. We're doing a silent auction this year, which we haven't done in the past, but we got some really phenomenal silent auction prizes. We're working on a 7-night trip to the Caribbean, a
I
vacation,
like okay,
or even better than that, a behind-the-scenes tour of the WGN Morning News and lunch with the entire Morning News team.
What's that start at, 25?
2,500.
Oh.
Yeah, you got Robin Baumgarten there. She doesn't come cheap. You know how much money it takes for her not to immediately go home at 10:01 a.m. every
10:01,
day?
10:01, she's in her car.
I was going to say, make it more of a breakfast pad.
Oh,
like
my.
10:15,
10:15, she's gone by 10:15.
We're going to get a 20-person suite to a White Sox game with a special visit from Hall of Famer Frank Thomas. Has said he will hang out with our auction winner. So we got a lot of stuff like that. The Sandwich King, Jeff Morrow, and I are going to do a sandwich and pub crawl with some winners.
I love Morrow.
I'm
in on that one. I'll pay to go on that one.
So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be April 6th. Tickets are going to go on sale the end of next week.
LaughYourFaceOff.org is the website. Now, the facial pain research. Talk about the disease a little bit, about your wife. It's one thing to have a disease like this, but it's another thing to talk about it publicly.
Right.
And your wife was thrown into the spotlight. First of all, she has this debilitating disease and thrown in the spotlight because you want to raise money for this to try to find a cure.
Right. And, she and I are different personalities. In that regard, she's not one that necessarily likes the limelight. And hey, I'm not saying that I do either. You know, yeah, I get up on stage 150 times every year, but I do it for the people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So she, you know, it took us a while to get to that point to really put her out there, but she has embraced it. I mean, it's a debilitating thing. I mean, there are many different forms of it, some more severe than others. Hers is on the worse side of the spectrum, but believe it or not, there are people who have it worse than she does. There's no cure for it at all. There are some treatments. Some people respond to medication. Some people find surgical relief, but oftentimes the pain will come back. There's no guarantee that it will last forever, and there are a lot of surgeons out there who are not specialized or highly skilled in the particular surgeries that that are used to treat this. So you have a lot of people that try different treatments and that get butchered and then end up worse than when they went in. So, you know, the money is great. I mean, our foundation is focused purely on research. It's an all volunteer based group, so 98% of every dollar that we raise goes directly to research, and 100% of what we collect at the fundraiser goes to the foundation. So obviously the money is paramount, but you know, it's also the awareness too. I mean, that's
right.
That's part of some of the steps we've taken this year. Again, I don't mean to be cryptic, but I just, you know, would get in trouble for saying things a little sooner than I need to.
I understand.
But ways that we will be increasing the awareness too, because that's a big part of it too. This year we have Northwestern is on board with us as one of our sponsors.
Good for you.
So that's great. You know, one of their surgeons is getting involved with us, and so people will be able to meet him at the fundraiser, and we're hoping that that's a destination for people who might have it locally to also go.
And are we going to see the owner of Laugh Factory, Jamie Masada?
Of course, buddy.
Jamie, how you doing,
Pete
buddy?
McMurray,
he
ladies
talks
and
like
gentlemen,
this.
Pete
this
McMurray.
Is Jamie Masada.
Let me tell you something.
Chicago.
That guy,
Pat Tamahulo.
That guy, that guy gives us that club every, and you know he didn't like to do that.
No,
he gives us that club for an entire night every year, and gives us every dime that comes in.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal,
it
right?
Is.
I mean, that's
Jamie.
He
doesn't need
grand.
To do that, and of course he doesn't want to, but he does it for you.
Yeah, So yes. He's a good man. He's been very supportive of us. Everybody over there is terrific.
And I want to thank Uncle Dean, who will be on at 8 o'clock, for helping you set things up over at WGN-TV.
Dean or Pete McMurray's thanking you.
I heard Dean had to walk you over to the little microphone area at WGN-TV.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This mic is shaking. I'm holding it. Can you hear that?
Yes,
is that
I
coming
can.
Over your ear?
Thanks. Not at
yeah.
all, no.
Deaner is very, man, you don't bother him when he's in the zone.
No, he's like, in
he's
the
over
zone,
there
man.
Writing he's, something, he's, and
oh,
you
yeah.
can't even.
He's talking he's movies and entertainment
like,
today.
I love Dean, but he, like, people don't know he can be terrifying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Laughyourfaceoff.org, Pat Tomasulo. I love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy. Hey, see you this weekend.
No, you won't.
Okay.
You won't. That's the thing.
Nice
we say we're going
to
see
right?
each other, even though we live a block and a half from each other, we never see each other ever.
Pat, he'll see you because he just parks himself outside your front lawn behind your trees.
Yeah.
I honk
yeah.
when I drive past his house, and that's not a joke.
Yeah. Can't wait to call you again at the Halloween parade.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Later.
There is a Halloween parade in our neighborhood.
I love the Halloween parade. I used to live up there.
So cute.
It's really, really cool.
Okay.
You know what, though? Pat Tomasulo, if you haven't seen him do stand-up,
he is funny.
Hilarious. He is one of the most creative people I know.
He's the weirdest guy in person, I'll tell you right
yeah,
now. I'm kidding.
Great stand-up, though. I would do this.
Laughyourfaceoff.org.